For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President Donald Trump's administration is calling to remove abortion coverage from the list of medical benefits for veterans and their families, saying it is not needed. The Department of Veterans Affairs posted the proposed rule change yesterday and opened a public comment period that runs through September 3rd. The department said in its proposal that it wants to ensure it provides only needed medical services to our nation's heroes and their families. Another country agrees to accept U.S. deportees. Here's Fox's Lillian Wu.
Rwanda becomes the third African nation to accept deportees from the U.S. under the Trump administration's plans to send migrants to countries they have no ties to. As part of the deal to potentially take in up to 250 migrants, Rwanda has the ability to approve each individual. Once green-lighted, those people will get workforce training, healthcare, and accommodation support to jumpstart their lives there. A Rwandan official speaking anonymously says Washington has already sent an initial list of 10 people to be vetted. A 2020 deal between the UK and Rwanda to accept migrants looking for asylum in the UK was scrapped when Britain's new government took over. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren praised New York mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani while attacking other candidates she feels are not up for the job. Here's Fox's Alexis McAdams.
The Democrat from Massachusetts came to the Big Apple to embrace his policies and embraced him too. Warren telling voters the Democratic nominee for mayor, Mamdani, is really the man for the people. Warren says the other candidates running for mayor of New York City are deeply flawed. She slammed Mayor Eric Adams as a sellout and says former Governor Andrew Cuomo is just trying to copy Mamdani's social media strategy, kind of getting out there and filming his man on the street interviews. Mamdani says voters are noticing that. So Adams and Cuomo are clapping back, calling out Mamdani for his past posts on social media and his comments about the NYPD and public safety.
Mamdani is a self-proclaimed democratic socialist. Others believe he is a communist. He states in his platform that he plans to raise the corporate tax to match neighboring state New Jersey and plans to add a flat tax of 2% on New Yorkers making more than $1 million annually. The mayoral election is November 4th. The Texas Tribune says that yesterday the Texas Senate State Affairs Committee again approved a bathroom bill proposal that would restrict use of bathrooms in government and school buildings based on biological sex. Senate Bill 7 is one of two bills currently filed in the Texas legislature after Governor Greg Abbott put the provisions on the special session agenda. The Coast Guard has issued its final report on the submersible that imploded during a dive to the Titanic in 2023. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
The U.S. Coast Guard Marine Board of Investigations report on the Titan submersible called the disaster that killed five people on the way to the Titanic ruins preventable. At more than 300 pages, the report recaps the two-year investigation into the tragedy, saying there is a need for stronger oversight and includes 17 safety recommendations aimed at strengthening submersible operations. The report says OceanGate, the owner of Titan, failed to address problems with the vessel's hull after its 2022 Titanic expedition. It says the company also did not do any preventative maintenance or properly store the Titan in the off-season before the deadly 2023 trip. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Residents across New York and New Jersey were rattled today by a magnitude 2.7 earthquake. The quake struck just afternoon, about a little over a mile southwest of Hillsdale, New Jersey. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the latest earthquake comes just days after a magnitude 3.0 quake rattled New Jersey and New York on Saturday. Obesity-related cancer deaths have increased in the U.S. over the last two decades, rising from about 3.7 million to 13.5 million. That's according to a study by researchers at Jersey Shore University Medical Center and Hackensack Meridian Health. Older adults, females, and racial minorities were found to have a higher burden of risk. That's all our time for now. Find more news at AFN.net.